Day? Doing okay? Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's Sunday morning. It's already the middle of Lent. There you go. Fantastic. Thank you for your help this morning. So, do you remember what our story was about today? What happened? Who did Jesus meet?
A blind man.
A blind man. And then Judas named Lazarus.
Was that guy Lazarus?
No, it's a blind man. We don't know his name. He meets a man who was blind from birth, and did you know, as near as I could tell, this is the only place in the Bible where Jesus spits. He does. He spits, and he makes mud, and he puts it on the guy's eye. Does it sound like, isn't that great? We're going to start doing that in church.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome! It'll
be
great!
Blind, come here, we'll see you.
Yeah, well, if we, I'll tell you, if we start healing some blind people, we'll be fine. But Jesus does. The man could not see. So I thought, I wondered what that was like, to not be able to see.
Well, you have super hearing.
I don't. Ask my wife. She says, I don't hear anything. She says.
If you're blind, it's
all right, here we go.
Pastor,
are you okay?
I can't. Wait a second. Oh!
What
does that look like?
And then are you trying to hide from the world?
Kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah. Who's next? You can all try it. It's really exciting.
I know you definitely want blind.
It used to be my kid's favorite game. Okay. This is the quiet game. Do you want to try it? No. Very wise. Do you want to try it, Samuel? Give it a try. It's all good. Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird to not be able to see? Can you imagine walking around like that? All right. Who's next? We could probably fit all of you in that sack. Yeah, pretty close. Yeah. Who knew? All right. Put you in the groceries. All right. Let's see.
Hey, you're not blind.
You know, the thing is, when I put a bag on my head, people say, oh, you look so much better that way. There you go. Put it over. Isn't that weird?
No.
Can you imagine having your whole life where you couldn't see? There's no light. You couldn't, it'd be hard to walk. Hey, let's let you set you free. Ooh, I've been healed. No mud involved. Here, I'll keep the sack. I know where this is going. So, Jesus, when he lifts off the scales from the man's eyes, when he can see for the first time, suddenly there is light. Light! He can see! And everything changes. And you know what's weird about the story?
What?
Some of the people weren't very happy about it. They didn't believe that it happened. It's all kinds of weird stuff. But Jesus brings light for the man in the same way that Jesus brings light for us. Now, we might not be physically blind, but in Jesus we're able to see maybe differently. Maybe we have our own blindnesses, I don't know. But I think Jesus helps our hearts, it says in the second lesson, and helps our hearts to see the light. So sometimes when things are dark and maybe we can't see exactly what we need to see in prayer, Jesus brings us light. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for bringing light to our lives and sending us out as children of the light. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You guys can go back to your place.